Good morning and welcome to the Angels Podcast. This is your host, Quinzit, and we appreciate your tuning in to the podcast today. Angels is an alliance guild on the Trelaian server and for World of Warcraft. And every Tuesday during maintenance, we put out this little podcast for the benefit of our guild and also for anybody else who's interested in World of Warcraft. And we appreciate your interest in the podcast. I want to urge you to visit our website at wowangels.org, WOWANGELS.ORG. And we urge you to visit the website. There are a lot of things there. If you're a guild member, we want you to visit the website to download Vent, which is our voice communication software. To also have the link to our forums and to our other items. And I want to encourage you especially, and I guess this is our first piece of news, a guild news, that our Guildmaster Suite is putting some things on the forum today relating to the guild's future in regard to instances and rating and organization and things of that nature. So I especially want to urge you today, if you're a member of the guild, to visit the forum and look for those new posts as they come up on the forums today from our Guildmaster Suite. And so I think that that's a real important thing that we want you to do. Also on the site, there is a link to our guild event manager, Jim, G-E-M. We urge you to download that and to tune in to channel Ronin, R-O-N-O-N, and Ronin1, R-O-N-I-N-1, so that you can keep up with the scheduled raids and things of that nature. The guild is growing right along, and we have remerged. You know, we split a few weeks back into 30 and below and 30 and above, and we have remerged the two guilds together. The split just didn't seem to work well for us, and so the guild is growing, and we have several 60s now, and we're going to be starting in the next few days. In fact, we've already started to run some of these five-man instances to get our dungeon sets, to get attuned to the core, to begin to get ready for raiding. And so please do visit the forums and get your characters on up to 60, and let's begin the in-game process. Well, today we are going to do what we usually do and talk about the news, and then we will have a couple of features today. We're going to have a two mini features, one on the rogues, and the other one, I want to talk to you about a website that has some great stuff, and we'll talk about that towards the end of the program. But first of all, let's start with the news, and it is maintenance day, but it's also going to be a mini patch day. They are this patch is 1.11 point something or another, but anyway, the realms went down 2 hours early this morning, and they're supposed to be back up at the usual scheduled time, and the patch notes have already been posted. And let me review with you some of the items on there. They said that they're going to fix an issue where players were still being disconnected in 1.11 when trying to log back in within 20 seconds of a client crash. And so that's one issue that they're trying to fix. They're fixing an issue with the bags where some people were able to place special bags inside of one another. They're applying a fix where some players reported they're sometimes unable to resurrect at their corpse. They are making the looking for group channel will now be defaulted to off. If you want to be on the looking for group channel now, you will have to join that channel yourself. And I guess that is how they are going to respond to the Looking for Group issue. We've talked about that in the last two podcasts. And just briefly in review, I told you my opinion of it. At first, like everyone else, I was horrified by it. There was, you know, so much spamming, so much junk on it. There's still a lot of that going on it. But as time went by and I kind of got used to it and, of course, understood there was a way to turn it off, which I often do, I have found that worldwide channel to be very useful for looking for groups, for promoting the guild. And I, for one, think it's a good thing. And since there is a way to turn it off, I'm not sure that any of us have any room to complain on that. But that's my opinion on it. And it's really worked for me. I mean, there's been several occasions I've joined picked up groups. Excuse me, that I've joined picked up groups over the last few weeks or a few days since the patch. As a result of it, and overall it's been a positive thing, I think. But anyway, those are some of the general things. They also have some specific fixes, a couple for the druid, apparently when the druids shifted from bear form to dire bear form, they were losing some health each time they shifted, and I guess that's a pretty important thing. And that's one of the issues with the druids. Hunters are no longer able to animate emotes while using feigned death, and not sure what that means, but anyway, there's a couple of fixes for paladins, for priests. They fixed an error where priest in spirit of redemption form. Excuse me. Did not benefit from it from the plus to healing items. And let's see, the warriors, they fixed an issue where the improved changed talent was incorrectly increasing the amount of rage generated by their charge. They fixed a few items. In perfection, they fixed professions. They fixed an error that if you try to create a soul shard bag while you have one equipped, the materials used for the creation of the bag are consumed and the bag is placed in the inventory queue. And they fixed that. They fixed some errors in a couple of the dungeons and the battlegrounds. They fixed an area in Warsaw Gulf where you were weren't targetable. One of the little niches that people sometimes hide in, and they fixed that. And they fixed an issue where sometimes a cube player can't enter a new battleground. And they fixed a few things on the user interface. I won't go into them. If you're interested in what those are, you can look at those. So it's just a general bug fix kind of thing. I don't know how big it is. I haven't tried to go on to see if it's available for download yet. But it's just a general patch in which they are fixing general bugs, kind of a boring thing, but something they got to do every once in a while. The next news item, we'll skip the rogue stuff. We'll talk about that when we do our rogue. The next new item, they had a little a blurb on there. I guess they had considered at one point in bumping the base back tack to 20, and they have stated now they do not have any plans to do that. So the base bag pack, excuse me, I got the yawns this morning. The base bag pack will stay at the number of slots that it already has. They are talking about with the key ring, opening up the key ring a little bit to include, you'll be able to put there the Onyxia key, which is not really a key, for example, it's a necklace. You'll be able to put the Upper Blackrock Spear key in there, which is also an item. The Meridun Staff, and some of those other items that are not quote-unquote keys, but really are keys. You use them to get in. They are discussing, they say, opening up the key ring for those items. They have not done it yet. They've not committed themselves to do it yet. They simply put a blurb out in the news today saying that they are discussing doing that. And it seems like a reasonable thing to do. I mean, they are, in essence, keys, and they might as well do that. And then one last news item. We're kind of short on news this week, but one last news item. They put out a blurb. I guess there's been a clamor to be able to name the Warlock pets, and basically they have said no. And here's what they said. They said that Warlocks has forced their pets from another realm into submission or using them for their bidding. And their pets are resentful about this, as evidenced by some of the things their pets say to their Warlocks. A hunter pet is more of a companion. Therefore, there are no plans on the table to allow Warlocks to name their pets. So, there will be no ability for the Warlock to rename their pets. Now, I know that there is a mod out there that has allowed people to do it. And my thinking is they're probably either have already disabled that or will do that shortly in the near future. We will see what happens there. So basically that's the news today. It's kind of a short news day. Not a lot going on in one sense, but in another sense a lot is going on. I might mention that they did open up the let me go back. Did I make a mistake on that? You know what? That patch may not be coming out today. I'm going to amend that patch. I think what the announcement says that it is going to the public test realm is what it has done. I don't know whether it'll be coming out today or not. Well, we'll see. But it's at least on the public test route. So anyway, that's the news for today. And let me move now to talk about our two features. And one of them is the Rogues, and they put out this week the changes that they expect to make to the Rogue. And as many of you know, my main is a Rogue, and I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the Rogue. In some ways, of course, the Rogue is special and unique, and their stealth ability, I guess, stands out above all others, and that's a great ability. But in combat, Rogues, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack on this, but Rogues are just gimped. I guess you have to be 60 to really understand that and to know that. I know while you're leveling up that Rogues seem pretty powerful, and they are leveling up. But in player versus player, once you hit 60, every class has an answer for the Rogue. And what I mean by that is that even a poor player can beat a good Rogue. They have made it that easy for every class to beat a Rogue. I mean, you can even be a poor player against a good Rogue and beat a Rogue. Now, I'm not saying the Rogues are helpless. I'm not saying that you know, certainly it takes a certain amount of skill level to beat them, I guess. But the Rogues, they have so many items that are on cooldown. They have so many abilities that once they're spent, they are just openly vulnerable. And it's very, very difficult for Rogues to stand up against any class right now. And that needs to change. Rogues should be able to take out cloth wearers. That should be a given. I mean, in a standard battle, there should be kind of a battle line where your warriors and your paladins and such like are, and there should be kind of be a line behind that where your cloth wearers are, your mages, your priests, your warlocks, so forth and so on. And the idea of a rogue is that he stealths, he penetrates the battle line into the background, and he should be able to deal with those cloth wearers and force the frontline warriors back to defend them. But that is really not necessary anymore. I mean, the cloth wearers are fully capable defending themselves against rogues. And it just really shouldn't be that way. Rogues should be a threat, a real threat to them. And that's my feelings on it. So, you know, call me biased if you want. You know, rant about it, rave about it, whatever. I know that we have some nice abilities. We have gouge and we have stun lock and all of that. But I think every class, if you learn how to play your class at all, I mean, if you spend any time learning how to play it at all, you'll see when you get to 60 can beat a rogue pretty handily. And I think that they need to make some changes. Well, they've left the rogues till the last, and they are going to make some changes. So let's take a look at some of the changes that they're talking about making. What they have put out so far, and I'm hoping this is not all of the changes, but they have basically put out how they're going to change the talent tree and a couple of other items, but basically how they're going to change the talent tree. And they have even put out a talent calculator for these proposed changes at this point. Now, none of this is in concrete. You know, I'm not going to go through each of these items one by one, but, you know, basically, over in the assassination tree, they have removed some of the poison and things of that nature. And they have combined them into two items and made them a general buff to poisons. One item will increase the percent chance that your poison has to hit, and the other item will increase the deadliness of your poison. And so that's in the assassination tree. Then that's one change which will maybe add a little bit to DPS. We'll see. We'll just have to see how well that does. Then another change that they made, they took a couple of items that on the talent tree were 5 steps, and they reduced them to 3 steps. But they left the end result the same. So, for example, they took initiative. For example, it was 5 points to a 75% chance to add an additional combo point. Well, now you get that same 75% chance and only put 3 points into it. So that frees up a couple of points to spend elsewhere on the talent tree. And so they did that with a couple of items, and so that will allow us to invest in a few more talents, basically. Probably one of the most important changes, I think a good change, Vanish has never quite worked exactly the way it should. Hopefully they're going to fix that, but they will also now, Vanish will remove effects that allow the caster to remain aware of the rogue's presence, such as Mind Vision and Listen Rogue's Hunter Mark. Vanish will now remove Hunter Mark. Now, you know, there is a cooldown on Vanish, you know, it just seems reasonable that it should remove Hunter's Mark. I think they should also add, they haven't done it, the Hunter's Mark should be removed when the hunter dies. Right now, you know, you kill the hunter and for 2 minutes his mark is still on you, and that just isn't right. That isn't fair. But anyway, Vanish will remove Hunter's Mark. I think that's important. We need to be able to get away. If we can't be the DPS kings, which we should be, if we can't be the DPS king, then we should be the escape kings. We should be able to get away from any class at least. So we'll see what they do on that end of the thing. They've added a new talent in the subtlety tree called deadliness that increases your attack power by a percentage. It's a very small percentage, but it increases your attack power by a percentage. Right now, my attack power is close to 600. So what? A 1% increase would mean what? Well, I think it's somewhere around 2 to 5% if you max that deadliness out. So 5% to 600. You know, maybe get me right at 600. But anyway, I think for a rogue to really be effective, he's got to have his attack power around 600. But anyway, so that may help us a little bit there. However, here's the thing about that. They put it in the subtlety tree, and they put it near the bottom of the subtlety tree. And so, basically, you got to give up combat and assassination if you want that ability. And so, thanks for the talent, but no thanks because of where you put it. That's my attitude towards that. Hemorrhage is moved up to become a 21-point talent. And so, it's moved up one click and become a little more available. There's a new talent in the stealth tree. Again, I don't see a lot of combat rogues, assassination rogues, having this available to them, but it's called Heightened Senses. It increases your stealth detection and reduces the chance for you to be hit by spells and ranged attacks. And you know, you'd have to almost spec a rogue totally defensive to use that. I mean, it's deep in the subtlety tree, and I just don't know. Elusiveness has been reduced to a 3-point talent with the same 75-second cooldown reduction to evasion, blind, and vanish. Ghostly strike is now doesn't depend upon elusiveness anymore. You can just choose it straight out. Initiative has been reduced to a 3-point talent. Improved evasion has been renamed to endurance and will add a sprint cooldown reduction. Now that's just a brief overview. There's a couple of others. I know to those of you who aren't rogues, maybe all of that is meaningless to you, but you know, my initial response to this is that it's not enough. I don't see how these cosmetic changes, and that's what they are going to fix what is wrong with the rogue class. What do we need to fix the rogue class? We really need to fix vanish. We need to be able to get away from people. We need a fix of some kind to combat fear. Priests have a cooldown on their fear. It's very short. Warlocks even shorter. And there needs to be some way to get around that. And there needs to be some response to it. Some way to deal with it. And but primarily, we need to be able to get away better, and our DPS needs to be up. Basically, I don't know how many of you know this, but for example, the offhand, it doesn't matter what you do with a rogue, the offhand is going to miss at least 19% of the time. At least 19% of the time it's going to miss. And its damage is halved. So it's going to miss at least 19% of the time, and its damage is halved. That just is not right. I mean, why give them an offhand if you're going to gip it so badly? I just won't go into that point. But I think bottom line is we will take whatever help we get. We'll see how it works. Maybe they'll surprise us and do it. But we need to be able to get away, and we need to be putting out more DPS than we're putting out. And we need to have a reasonable chance to take down a cloth wearer before he can put distance between us and him. And You know, right now, we can do that only if the cloth wearer makes a mistake. Only if the hunter makes a mistake. And yes, there are a lot of cloth wearers and hunters out there that make mistakes. But if a cloth wearer or hunter are anywhere near proficient, they can put distance between them and a rogue. And once you do that, a rogue cannot do distant damage. I mean, he can't do it. He's helpless once you get distance from him. And they just got to fix that. So anyway, that's the thing on the rogues. We'll see as they develop. It's still early. I'm sure they put that out for feedback, and I'm sure they're getting it. But that is basically what they put out for the rogue. Well, let me do the second feature today. I don't know how many of you have found this site. I've used it for some time, but I've appreciated it more and more. There's a site on the web called thegoblinworkshop.com, and it has, in this Goblin Workshop, it has area guides, it has a beastry, quest, trade squirrel recipes, information about the classes, forums, all that regular stuff that a fan site has. But what I want to talk about today, particularly just for a few minutes here, is the beastry. It has one of the best beasteries online. They appear to put some effort into really keeping it up to date. When you go into the beastry, you can find them by name or by level. And I'm just going to click on a random one here and press the M's. And let's look, say, here, what do we got here? The Mangy Silvermane, a 40 to 42 beast. And basically, it's going to tell you the attitude, whether it's hostile or not, towards which side, alliance or whatever. It's going to tell you about its reputation and faction. It's going to tell you the creature type, when it was last seen on their collection stuff. And it's going to give you the levels. It's basic hit points at its level. So for this one, it says at level 41, the average hit points is 1701. At level 42, 1956. So it basically is going to tell you that. And then it's going to give you all the items that are dropped by it. And so this one drops a blue Hellslayer battle axe, for example. And then it gives the green items and all the way down to the gray items. And then it's a place for users to submit comments. And it has a map. They give you a map to show you where they are. And one of the great things about their maps is when you put your mouse over the map, it will give you locks, location, like 20,53. It'll give you locations like your map. If you have a mod to do that, which most people do now, I'm assuming if you're a competent player you do, it'll give you locations on them and where they've been sighted. And I think that's a very, very nice feature. So what? You have a map, you have an idea of what it drops, you have an idea of its hit points. You know, one thing I would love to see, I would like to know the armor class of the various armor of the various beasts, but I haven't found a good beastry that does that yet. But in any event, I want to urge you to just visit that Goblin Workshop. Now, they're not paying me a promotional thing here or anything of that nature. I just think it's a good little site. They've got in the class section, they've got you know, a list where all the trainers are and all of the class quests for the different classes. They've got on the trade skill recipes, they've got some nice little helpers and stuff like that to help you know where the recipes are and who drops them and stuff like that. I mean, and those are pretty, you know, pretty standard. They've got area guides, and you know, for each area, you click on the little area guide, and it tells you the NPCs that are found there. It tells you the quests that are found there. and which faction the quest belongs to, and you know, it gives you sub-regions and zones in the area. Talks about what rare items are in the area. I mean, it just gives you some a nice little summary. So I want to urge you to visit the GoblinWorkshop.com, and if anyone from GoblinWorkshop.com is listening, please check the site for my email address, and you can send a check there for the blurb for your site. Anyway, it's a great little site. Helps me a lot, and I just thought I wanted to share that with you today. Well, that's about all I got today. Appreciate you listening in to the podcast. Hope if the patch does come today, it goes well. If not, and you're a test round server person, hop on the test round and give us an idea of how it's going. And until next week, this is Quinzit signing off for the Angels Guild. Be careful out there, and have fun, and respect one another, and get along. And it's time to end this. Bye-bye. See you next week.